kids in this world who are different, special. They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us. And one of them is missing.
A babysitter?
Not a babysitter, Birdie. Just a college student we found to stay with you while we're all out.
That's a babysitter. I want to go to Holiday's concert.
You can't be there without us.
But if they're gonna bust Brinley, Flashcart, whoever the spy is...
Birdie.
I want to be there.
Honey, the Whittier helicopter flying over school has changed everything. Dad and I are going to drop off Holiday and Cyrus and then head to the base.
Bring me to the base, then.
We can't do that. We're gonna monitor Whittier's internal traffic to see if there's a spike when the hoverboard gets released. It's just watching numbers flash on a computer screen.
So you're going to bring a stranger into this house, someone we've never met, and leave that person alone with me, the biggest mouth in the family?
She's got a point. She does have a big mouth.
Thank you, Cyrus. I think.
Truth is, I could use an extra set of eyes in the audience while Holiday is on stage.
Yes, I have eyes. Two of them. I can help.
James, I know that look.
Well, we're in this together, right? All of us.
Now you're talking.
You have to promise us you'll listen to your brother and do whatever he says.
Oh, don't worry. I promise.
I'll call the sitter. We should get ready to go. Where's Holiday?
Right here.
What did we say about riding the hoverboard in the house?
Sorry. Take a break, hubby. So, who's ready to catch a spy?
All of these people are here to listen to you play the oboe?
Who knew middle school jazz was so popular?
Where's Brinley? Or, one of these people could be Flashcard.
Shh!
Birdie.
Flashcard. I can't wait to trap them. Do you have the hoverboard, Cyrus? What do I do? How do I do it?
For starters, stop announcing stuff to the world. We're undercover.
I should get backstage with my trusty oboe.
Are you nervous?
I wasn't until you just asked that question.
So, when you and Brinley and the band start playing, I'll let Javi go. Then, we wait to see who follows it. Birdie, you keep an eye on Nurse Romack and the janitor. I've got Principal Palais, Mr. Lutz, and anyone else who looks suspicious.
That's all fine, but I'm not taking my eyes off Brinley. I've been waiting a long time for this. Bird, you take my cell phone.
Yes, I get a cell phone.
Cyrus and I both have a walkie-talkie app on our phones. Just tap this to talk to Cyrus, in case anything goes wrong.
Copy, 10-4.
This is it. Halls, you ready?
Ready to take down Brinley. Let's do it. On three. 1, 2, 3.
Go, Commanders!
We need to work on that.
Sit here. We're near the aisle, so Hovey will easily be able to take off.
Do I have time to use the bathroom?
Really? Why don't you go at home?
I did.
Fine. Keep your eyes peeled for suspicious activity. And here, plug in your headphones so you can hear me and keep the walkie-talkie open.
While I'm going to the bathroom?
Just go. Hurry.
Alright, Sai. I see a mom and her funky-looking baby. A dad setting up his video camera. Embarrassing, but normal. Huh. Weird. Three guys in black suits and sunglasses.
Repeat, Birdie, repeat.
Oh man, these look like scary dudes. Sunglasses inside at night.
What are they doing?
One dude, extra large, is talking into his wrist. Gonna get closer.
Copy, Flashcard, we read you. Report back when you have a visual on Petri dish.
Danger. Sai, did you hear that? Sai?
Everyone, can I have your attention, please?
Quiet, everyone. Mr. Lutz has something to say.
Thank you, Brinley. Okay, this is it, people. The night you've all been working so hard towards. I don't want to sound too dramatic, but for many of you, this is the most important night of your life.
Don't mess it up.
Now go out and break a leg!
Wait, where are my reeds?
Freak Show didn't come prepared. Shocker.
Either be helpful or be quiet, Brinley.
Fine. I thought I saw some reeds in the supply closet.
There weren't any the other day.
They were restocked. Just go.
Uh-huh. And why do you want me to go into the supply closet so badly? Ow! My wrist! What are you doing?
Just check the closet.
Fine, but you're coming with me. Ugh!
No, don't! It's locked from the... outside.
Were you trying to lock me in?
Of course I was, but I was supposed to be on the other side of the door. Someone, let us out, please. We're supposed to be on stage.
Nice work, Brinley. Looks like we're stuck in here. Together.